What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
Let's jump into it. Welcome to Mission Daily, everyone. I'm Chad Grills, joined by Stephanie Postles. Steph, Hello. How are you doing?
Great. Wonderful. Always.
Sorry for the somber mood in the first two episodes. You got to shake it off a little bit.
Yes.
It's been a while since we've been back on the mic and got to shake off a lot of things.
We all do.
Yeah. I think the clinical diagnosis was it's recovery. It's the learning experience. And man, it's been a roller coaster. But there are these shreds of brand new feelings that I'm getting to experience every single day that I didn't really know existed, or else I forgot about them. And it's pretty unique, to say the least.
Well, I think one thing that we've all kind of mentioned and talked about is that sometimes it takes a shakeup to make you really know what you want going forward, to see what you really need, to see, you know, what kind of future you want to build, because
For
you
sure.
get stuck in a pattern. And whether it's starting a company, a relationship, a friendship, whatever it may be, once you start that process and you're 10 years in, it's kind of hard to start rewriting something unless you have a little mini shakeup.
Yeah, for sure.
Or macro shakeup, whatever it may be.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's very, very hard to, you know, see through that lens of the person who I was and who for so many years was just struggling with not being able to accept that things didn't have to be as hard as they were, and that I didn't have to necessarily go through things like I was. I was just completely oblivious to that. And that's probably the hardest thing to look back at and just see this person that I can't even really associate with other than just have extreme sympathy for carry this. Yeah. And for lack of a better word, it's just like carrying a lot of different things, both from my life and then from our ancestors' lives. And, you know, looking back at that genealogy map, we talked about that in some previous episodes. Man, that is a really good exercise, I think, for anyone to do, is to map out some of your ancestors and try to speculate and then get accurate info on what traumas they went through. And you can even pinpoint it down to what years they went through specific traumas. There's research from a guy named Mark Woolen. We talked about his book, It Didn't Start With You. And starting at that type of long-term view about, like, what is going on in my genes? What has been passed down to me? What am I trying to exercise from my family's history, from myself? This is really interesting stuff. I think it's the future of psychology and medicine. It's part of it anyways.
Yeah. So maybe that's the episode we should do today then. Your history doesn't repeat, but it rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah. And the cliche is that history repeats itself. And I think that nothing could be further from the truth. And I don't want to live in a universe where history just repeats. That's pretty, pretty boring.
Yeah.
However, oftentimes in families and in multiple generations, it can feel like history is repeating itself. We can get stuck in these loops and in these traumas and these places where our ancestors have failed, or where they've passed us a lifetime of pain, basically around this, you know, particular topic or a particular story oftentimes that they've told themselves or believed about themselves, their experiences and their ancestors. And it can get really, really confusing and muddy when you enter these waters. However, I think it's the starting point for, number one, real compassion for your parents, their parents, grandparents, and for the human species at large, right? It's not been a pleasant walk through this you know, through this incarnation and biological matter, whatever you want to say, it's been really tough. However, it's been punctuated by these moments of clarity. And thankfully, you know, from information and texts that have survived a really long time, we can kind of see what it was like when an individual or a group of people emerged that was able to heal themselves and exercise some of that trauma from the past. But in general, it's this dark sea that you enter at your own peril.
Sad.
The episode got negative again.
Well, I was going to say, it's interesting that, you know, you're growing up and you're studying animals and plants, and you're kind of learning about how they evolve based on, you know, the needs of the current environment, and they're learning from their, you know, their brains are changing based on the past and like what their ancestors before them kind of learned and things they should be scared of versus not scared of thousands of years later. And I find it interesting that we take all that and we're like, oh yeah, that happened. Like, this thing had wings and it doesn't need wings anymore, or whatever the case may be. But we don't think about our own brains and what's actually inside all of us that we don't even know. Whereas maybe, you know, if you have a certain trigger where you're like, something really makes me upset and I don't know why, maybe that should be explored. Maybe you should figure out what happened in your history. I mean, I know we're working on that all the time now, like you and I are, but I think it's not talked about enough.
Yeah, I don't think so either. And I think it's almost an obligation of parents to share some of the hardest things with their kids. And, you know, obviously, like, the right time, the right place, there's it's a really challenging thing. And, you know, every situation is different. However, this is something I just hope more people explore, which is, you know, trying to figure out what happened at what specific age for your ancestors. And the question arises then, why? And, well, it's because researchers are finding out that oftentimes when people go through like a psychosis or a psychotic break or any type of quote unquote mental illness, their ancestors or their parents or their grandparents went through something similar at the exact same age. And the fear is something that mirrors the past. And in a sense, it's like history is rhyming. And it's, I think, super interesting territory where it's kind of a frontier. There's not going to be many other people that are doing this type of work or research, but it could yield benefits for you and your ancestors that could last for generations potentially. So a pretty rich field to explore, start to do some treasure hunting at.
Yeah. Are there any books or resources you'd recommend? I know you've been looking deep into this. Anything that you're up to date on right now that you want to share?
Yeah. It Didn't Start With You by Mark Wolin is a great book. And he has a quote here. It says, depression, anxiety, chronic pain, phobias, obsessive thoughts. The evidence is compelling. The roots of these issues may reside in the traumas of our parents, grandparents, or even great-grandparents. The latest research affirms that traumatic experience is passed on to future generations. And this is emotional inheritance, hidden in everything from our gene expression to everyday language, and it plays a far greater role in our health than ever previously understood. And so going through this protocol of MDMA-assisted psychotherapy, it's clear that a lot of thoughts and a lot of challenges I had and this inner critic, in a sense, is it's not me. It didn't start with me. Surprise.
You just stole his title.
Play off the title. Yeah. And talking about it feels weird, but it also feels really liberating. And then, you know, stuff is just based on things that happened in my life. But a lot of it is from previous generations. It's been this, you know, inner child or voice in our family that's just been screaming for help for a long time. And it's, you know, I'm finally in a place where I'm following a protocol that's been shown to be the most efficacious for reducing the symptoms. And I would say, in fact, for curing PTSD, although there's debate around, can you cure it or can you not? A lot of really interesting researchers and scientists think that you can.
Yep. Well, I will say you do seem better and like you're on a good path since starting that treatment.
Yeah. So it's a new path, to say the least.
Yeah.
And if you have a better understanding of your history, just remember, you'll be better able to understand the mystery that surrounds us.
Gosh.
That's wonderful. How about that rhyming?
All right. We will see you all next time.
See you next time. Mission Daily and all of our podcasts are created with love by our team at mission.org. We own and operate a network of podcasts and a brand and story studio designed to accelerate learning. Our clients include companies like Salesforce, They're a Customer Times 5, Twilio, and Katerra, who work with us because we produce results. To learn more and get our case studies, check out mission.org/studios. If you're tired of media and news that promotes fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and if you want an antidote to all that chaos, you're at the right place. Subscribe here and to our daily newsletter at mission.org. Each morning, you'll get a newsletter that will help you start your morning and your day off right.
Hey, listeners, thanks for tuning into this episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. If you haven't already, please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. It helps spread the word, and I would greatly appreciate it. See you next time.